FMR. DNI Ratcliffe, I confirmed Hunter laptop was legitimate in 2020. But there was a disinformation campaign on behalf of Joe Biden. By Ian Hanchett on December 28, 2022. On Tuesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Ingram Engle, former Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe reacted to disclosures in the Twitter files about the Hunter Biden laptop story by pointing out that, back in 2020, he clearly rebutted claims that the laptop story was Russian misinformation. But there was essentially a disinformation campaign on behalf of Joe Biden that involved many people. And a suppression of that truth and amplification of a lie that it was Russian disinformation. Ratcliffe said, relevant remarks begin around 1:55. The New York Post broke that story, but I was the one that verified it. I was the one that said, no, despite what a lot of former intelligence officials are saying and Democratic officials like Adam Schiff are saying, it's not Russian disinformation. And, unfortunately, what we've seen and some of what's now been talked about in the Twitter files is that there was a suppression. Essentially a disinformation campaign on behalf of Joe Biden that involved many people. And as a result, some of that information was suppressed from the American voters. Even though, as you correctly point out, Jason, that, as the voice of the intelligence people, or as the voice of the intelligence community, I said that this was not Russian disinformation and yet, there was a suppression of that truth and amplification of a lie that it was Russian disinformation. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.